Welcome to another conference podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm reflecting on Innovation Forum's Sustainable Landscapes and Commodities Forum with Dr. Peter Stanbury-Davis. Welcome to the podcast, Peter.
Hello, Ian. Lovely to speak to you again.
We were in the Landscape Approach workshop at the event in London, a new venture for Innovation Forum, and we were trying to unpick over a couple of hours practical insights into how companies and organizations can implement landscapes approaches within supply chains. What were your main takeaways?
As I think I said on the day, I think one of the really interesting things is having an audience where everyone has a valid point of view, some very, very strong inputs from a wide range of people. It was an extremely interesting session. We had probably about 40 people in the room, all of whom put forward some very interesting points. But I think what was perhaps most interesting was, given that diversity of experience and expertise, quite a lot of common issues came up, quite a lot of issues came up being very similar. And some of these are very, very positive. First of all, one of the issues that was raised was, is a landscapes approach a sort of different way of doing corporate PR? And there's a very, very strong sense of absolutely no, it's not. But actually, if companies are going to engage in this sort of approach, they're going to do so because long-term has a business benefit. And one of the issues that came out very strongly from a number of the groups was that one reason to look at the landscapes approach is simply that, quite simply, the sustainability of supply in the most basic sense, as in, will we still be able to buy soy, coffee, cocoa from some of these countries in 5, 10, 20 years' time? And the idea that businesses are seeing that longevity as having massive business value is incredibly important. I think also important was the sense that other stakeholder groups had to gain from the process, and that even if you had stakeholder groups that were problematic or difficult, you couldn't just ignore them because they were difficult, that they have a voice and that voice needs to be heard. And there was a lot of talk about how to make sure that the power dynamics between different stakeholders were managed so that even relatively less powerful stakeholders had a voice. So the idea that the equation needs to provide tangible benefits to all parties, I think, again, was incredibly optimistic. It was also interesting to see an evolution in terms of the focus on measurement. Even a couple of the people in the room who came from measurement-based organizations were saying, well, fine, absolutely, standards and so on have made their mark by being able to say they're measurable. But actually, maybe we need to move on from that. Maybe we do have to look at things that are more fluid, where a numeric-based approach isn't perhaps so applicable. So all those were really, really positive issues. The challenges, of course, again, these were points that came out across a number of commentary. First of all, it's bloody complex. You are dealing with a whole mess of social, political, environmental issues, and that is incredibly complicated and difficult to do. Secondly, there's still a reticence, despite the realization that this needs to happen, a reticence to engage with issues like corruption and government capacity, the sense that these can be pretty important factors within a landscapes approach, but a wariness about how to address those properly. And I suppose the big one was really how to start. Everyone was around the room in that two-hour session was effectively saying, yep, this is something that needs to be done. We need to move in this direction. But how do we start? We need to find ways forward, find ways of getting started. I think where we ended up was, rather than try and plan and try and get every possible person one might need or group on board at the beginning, you get together a coalition of those organizations and individuals and stakeholders who are prepared to move forward and start there. You try things. If you fail, you fail. You learn from that failure and you move forward. And this sort of much more of an iterative approach, much more exploratory, was very much of the closing message that came out of that session. So we've got a long way to go, but I think the fact there's a real sense of what needs to happen, that it needs to happen, and some ideas of the way forward, I think is an incredibly positive outcome from not just that session, but the whole event.
It certainly was great and inspiring to learn from everyone in the room, and I'm sure we'll repeat that kind of workshop approach in future events. But for now, Peter Davis, thank you very much.
Excellent. Not a bad job.